it starts kind of at the beginning, because men today still believe we're short timers. And unless we break that idea and let them know that we're here for the long term, that's how they're going to treat us. So I'm trying to get young women or women coming in at whatever level saying, focus on the long term. Say you're here for the long term and reach for the top. And then you can decide any time to get off the train whenever you want to. But at least we're presenting ourselves that we're here and we're going to invest in whatever organization we're in, and we're going to really want to strive to be at the top of the organization.
It still feels, even after all these years, like it's my mom and even my sister talk about, you know, they have these three jobs. They have to be a worker, they have to be a spouse, and they have to be a mom. Many people have to be a mom. My mom always used to say, I do two of the three well at any point in time. Doing all three well is very, very difficult. And for some reason, this seems to be a unique challenge. Well, I shouldn't say unique. It seems to be more of an issue for women than men. I guess we don't care. I don't know what the difference is, but there is a difference there, isn't there?
Well, there is. And what I'm trying to get people to think about is be a partner with your partner, so that you as the woman don't assume all the duties of the house. I mean, share those duties,
yeah,
so that each one of you are doing 50%. And that will help. Then we all don't, we think we have to do 100% or 110% of everything. And I think we've got to realize that we can't do 110%, but, you know, 80% might be okay. It may be good enough. And so we have to, you know, think about how much time we're really focusing in all of these areas if we want to, you know, do a really good job in all the areas.
Yeah. It's I want you to put on your other hat as somebody who's been a senior manager in large organizations. How do you create an environment that is welcoming, that says, hold on, we want the best and the brightest, and I don't care if they're purple people, whatever, we want the best and the brightest to be able to get as far up in the organization as they can, which that seems to be the biggest goal.
That absolutely is the biggest goal, and it should be a goal that we want to get the best and the brightest women up in the organization and do whatever we can to make that happen, because it's been proven that the more women are at the top, the more value is delivered bottom line. The decisions are different. The decisions are better because we've got more people around the table investing their time and talents into the decision-making process, thus bringing more value to the bottom line. And so I don't quite understand the men who love to be the best and love to, you know, have the best companies, foregoing this great opportunity to contribute more to the bottom line by having more women at the top.
And it's always seemed to me you want a broad array of perspectives at that top level, because that's what helps you anticipate all the different aspects that you have coming at you these days. This is a tough world to be in, very competitive, and you need all those good minds.
Precisely. And, you know, when I was writing my book, Women Count, A Guide to Changing the World, many people were saying, you know, if we'd had more layman sisters working with layman brothers, we probably wouldn't be in the economic situation that we're in today. And that's pretty interesting when you think about that.
Is there one of the challenges that I've heard, and I've mostly heard it from other women, they said, you know, I don't like working for other women because women tend not to be good bosses to other women. They sometimes tend to undercut other women. Have you heard that, number one, or is this just anecdotal on my part?
No, it's not anecdotal at all. It's reality. It's I've had many people say, Susan, you're your own worst enemies. And we are in some cases, and we've got to get over the mindset that, you know, there's only a certain, there's a limited numbers of positions for us, because, you know, if we're really good and if we're really delivering, you know, exceptional work and value to the bottom line, there's going to be lots of opportunities for lots of women. And so we got to get over this mentality that there's only one or two jobs and I want it. And we got to start helping other women, mentoring and advocating for other women to get up the ranks and in the organizations, and we'll all be better off by that.
What thought would you leave both for women who are either entering the workforce or in the workforce, and they occasionally feel like they're running up against that wall, but also for executives in organizations? What advice would you offer these two groups of folks?
My real advice is, you know, to men and women, we all have to work together to make this a better world for our children, and particularly for our daughters and granddaughters. That seems to be what gets really everybody excited, and we just need to say, okay, let's take that attitude and let's go for it and bring equality around for women by 2020.